All right. If you would, go ahead and go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter, if you remember last week, we spent some time talking about 1 Peter, but really focusing on the phrase, strengthen thy brethren, and concerning what we can do as Christians, what we can do as Christians concerning each other, how we can encourage each other in the Lord, how we can encourage ourselves in the Lord. In 1 Peter is a portion of Scripture. We're only going to get to verses 1 and 2 and spend some time talking about these verses here this evening. But I pray that you enjoy getting into the Word of God and really getting into the books of the Bible and seeing what the Lord has for every single one of us concerning the Scripture. I pray that you enjoy spending time and really slowing down, if you would. And so in 1 Peter verses 1 and 2, this is where we're going to spend our time. We're going to be talking about Peter quite a bit over the next couple of months, probably. And we're going to spend some time in 1 Peter chapter 1 this evening. But in 1 Peter and in 2 Peter over the next couple of weeks or months, this is where we're going to be. And so it'll be a long time that we'll be in this portion of Scripture. We spent much of our time over the last couple of months talking about the life of David specifically, and how the Lord used David, how the Lord has always used David in Scripture concerning our lives to encourage us. Many of us could say we all know something about David because every single one of us can go back to David and Goliath. But there's much that we learned about David's life. And so as you look at Peter's life, we look at 1 Peter here this evening. The Bible says in 1 Peter, verse 1, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. And this is where we're going to be this evening, talking about these things. But we're going to stop here in just a couple of minutes and spend much of our time talking about Peter. Peter is a very interesting man. Peter is someone that you look throughout Scripture and you'll find his name written and talked about much. And so this is where we're going to be finding ourselves this evening. But notice with me, in verse 1, what the Bible says at the very beginning, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. As you look at that portion of Scripture, you see that word strangers. If you study this portion of Scripture out, and specifically verse 1, you'll soon find that there is an encouragement coming in this first portion of Scripture. There's an encouragement that starts right away because you look at it and it says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers. He's about to send a greeting, but at the same time, he's sending an encouraging letter and talking to them. And so we could all agree that that word strangers, we're going to talk about living in a strange land, how we can strengthen each other, how we can strengthen ourselves living in a strange land. And so many of us could agree this evening that you find yourself as though it seems that you're living in a strange land. The things that take place, the people that you find all throughout this world, sometimes you just say, you know what, I don't fit in here. And the truth is, you don't fit in. If you are a Christian this evening, then this place is not your home, as the song goes. You're just a passing through. And so you have something greater to look unto. You have something greater to look forward to. And so you should feel like a stranger. When you find yourself around people who are not of like faith, you should feel like you're a stranger. Because you know why? You are a stranger. You're different. You are a Christian. You have something far greater than your life. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so in this portion of Scripture, he starts out, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers. To the strangers, we're going to look at this, and I pray it'll be a help and a blessing to you. I have some things written down this evening as I try to explain this. When we get as much information as you'll see this evening, I'm not able to memorize all of it, so I may be looking down at some of these things, trying to read some of it, because it's the easiest way to do all this. But if you were to study these locations out in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, you would find that it is modern-day Turkey is where we are looking at. And so if you look at the Apostle Paul and you look at the Apostle Peter here, you'll find that they went to different regions, they went to different locations. And so Peter spent much of his time in what would be today modern-day Turkey. Will you understand that? And so you look at Peter's life, his ministry, and you'll see as we look through portions of Scripture this evening that God used Peter mightily. I mean, mightily. If you study Peter's life out, which I encourage every single one of you to do, study his life out because you'll see that he was used mightily in the Word of God. He's still used today to be an encouragement and a blessing to all of us, and yet he's used to be a challenge. His life, his testimony, what he did for the Lord. And so he's a very interesting person. Many people, when you say the name Peter, some of us, one of the first things that we think about is Peter denying the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is something that, many people think about, and yes, you can think about that, but you look at Peter's life even more than just that, and God used him in a great and mighty way. And so that's an encouraging thing, because none of us can say that we've never failed the Lord Jesus Christ. We've all failed the Lord at some point in our lives, but the Lord can use every single one of us. I want to encourage you this evening, if you find yourself making the statement or saying, well, someday I'll start, I want to encourage you of one thing. And that is that every day you put off serving the Lord Jesus Christ, every day that you put off and say, maybe another day, you're getting closer to eternity and your opportunities are growing smaller and smaller. And so I challenge every single one of us, this evening, myself included, not to say maybe someday, but to say, Lord, is it now that you would have for me? Lord, what do you have for me today? Lord, what do you have for me right this very moment? Peter got to a place in his life where he just said, you know what, Lord, take my life. I want to be used of God. And we'll find in Scripture this evening that he was used of God. And so one more time before we spend some time in prayer and get into the Word of God, the Bible says in verse 1, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. We're going to look at this portion of Scripture and specifically talk about being strong in a strange land. We're in a land, living in America, living in this world. It seems strange oftentimes because you're a Christian. You have a greater purpose, and that is something far greater than people who are not saved can understand. And that is to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you this evening. We do thank you for all of your many blessings. We thank you for your faithfulness to us. We thank you for how you've used Lord, Gateway Baptist Church. We thank you for the opportunity that we have this evening to come to church. I pray that you would be with us as we get into 1 Peter and look at other portions of Scripture. Lord, that you would just be with us and help us to understand your Scripture. Help us to understand what's taking place. Lord, help us to understand the importance of Peter and his life and his ministry and how you used him. And Lord, be able to draw some things from the Word of God this evening that would help us to become the Christian that you saved us to be. Lord, that would help us to strengthen our brethren, Lord, being in a strange land, that we would find ourselves looking to each other and saying that we're on the same team, that we're strengthening each other through the Word of God, through prayer, Lord, through fellowship, whatever the case may be that you have for us. I pray that you would help us to strengthen each other. Lord, I do pray that you would be with myself as I preach, empty me of self, empty me of sin. Lord, and fill me with your Spirit. Lord, I pray that you would be honored and glorified and pleased with everything that I say and do. Lord, if there's anything in my heart and in my mind that would not be or not need to be said this evening, Lord, please take it away now. I pray that you would be honored and glorified once again. And we'll thank you for it. Lord's name, amen. The Bible says one more time in verse 1, and then I'll start trying to explain some of this evening to you. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. We're looking at that phrase there, the strangers scattered throughout, and the encouragement that's going to take place. And this portion of Scripture here is written to the Jews here. These were Jews that were believers, Jews that have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And these people were listening to this message, and they were dispersed. If you remember in the Word of God, whenever Peter preached on Pentecost, he preached to the same group of people that he had just denied the Lord Jesus Christ. And as soon as he preached to them, God used him. You remember that taking place and how God used Peter. And so we find ourselves looking at this in the encouraging letter that he's writing, the encouraging exhortation, I guess you would say, and what's taking place in this portion of Scripture. But let's look at Peter's life specifically. There's a lot that could be said of Peter himself. Peter is obviously who we're going to be looking at over the next couple of weeks and months, and you could really dissect many areas of Peter's life and his ministry and how God used him. And so let's look at Peter the Apostle this evening and what the Word of God has to say about him. If you were to study out Peter's life, these are some things that I've just recently, acknowledged and understood a little bit better. But more is written about Peter and of Peter than any of the other 12 disciples. If you were to study his life out, you will find that. And in the Gospels, the four Gospels that are written, more is written about Peter than any of those, and he is only written less than the Lord Jesus Christ. And so you can understand that he is a very important person. He is someone that you look at through the Word of God and you say, well, the Lord has something specific about his life. There was much that could be said. And you look at his life and you see leadership. You look at him and you see someone who's bold. You look at him and you never had to question or wonder what he had on his mind because he would just say it. It wasn't an issue. You remember him cutting a man's ear off. You never had to wonder what Peter was thinking or what he was going through or what was being said because he just kind of said it. That's what his personality was. And so as you study it out, though, you see that there was a lot written of him. You look at his life and you see and you think about the portions of Scripture that are very prominent, him walking on the water. You think of the faith that he had to have as he took those steps, and then he started looking like at the circumstances and the storms that take place. And we draw those illustrations, we draw those portions of Scripture, and we say we shouldn't look at our circumstances, we should have faith on the Lord Jesus Christ. We look at those portions of Scripture and we say, we wish we would have had faith like Peter to take that step. But you think about Peter and you think about what's being said of his life. And one of the greatest things that I find is an encouragement. Look at the very beginning of 1 Peter, verse 1. The Bible says this, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ. What a great thing. What a wonderful thing. If you study that out, you'll see his importance in what the Lord did in his life. Number one, I want you to notice this about Peter the apostle is his circumstances. His circumstances. We're going to look at that this evening concerning his life. If you were to study Peter out, as we just take some time to talk about Peter, you'll, number one, see his prominence concerning how he was used. His prominence, his importance, you would say. Once again, of the 12 disciples, Peter was the most prominent. There is much written about him. We're going to learn a little bit about Peter this evening and help ourselves to understand what's so important about Peter concerning this epistle and what's being written. But Peter was prominent wherever he went. He was not just prominent concerning the disciples. He was prominent wherever he went. He was a leader among the fishermen. He was a leader among the churches, as we find in the book of Acts. The Lord used him in a great and mighty way concerning that portion of Scripture in that book of the Bible. And so we understand those things. Go with me to John chapter 21. John chapter 21, we'll read a verse here concerning his life. You look at the Word of God and what it says concerning his life being a leader in fishermen. A leader as a fisherman, I guess you would say. And the Bible says in John chapter 21, verse 3, the Bible says, Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. So immediately you say, well, where's the leadership here? The Bible says at the beginning of verse 3 of this portion of Scripture, Simon saith unto them, I go a-fishing. And their response is, they say unto him, We also go with thee. And so you see that he was a leader not only in the church, you see that he was a leader not only among the disciples, but as a fisherman. He had people who followed him. He was prominent not just among the disciples, but also as a fisherman in the book of Acts we find in the church. Not only do you see his prominence in his life, you see his place. Go with me to John chapter 1. John chapter 1, we're going to look at where he was located, where he was from. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 44, Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. So you get familiar with where he was from. I like to understand these things. I like to understand where certain people are from when I'm reading a portion of Scripture and what the Bible has to say about them and maybe where they're from, who they're related to. Whenever I study the Old Testament and study all the different names, I like to know who was the father of who and who was the brother and who, where they begat and all those things. I like to understand those things. And so you understand that his original place was Bethsaida. And this place, as I studied it out, was a community on the northern shore of the Sea of Galilee, which was also home of Philip and Andrew, as we just read, who was Peter's brother. Peter, after meeting the Lord, though, is seen in Scripture living in Capernaum. Go with me to Mark. Go with me to Mark. The Bible says in Capernaum, as we look at Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1. And we're not going to spend the entire time talking about Peter this evening. We're going to find an encouragement in this portion of Scripture, a challenge for all of us concerning that strange land. But I do want to lay a foundation on who we're going to be learning about. Because you're not just going to learn and understand what's taking place in 1 Peter if you don't realize and understand why this epistle was being written. You know, we understood last week as we found ourselves reading the Word of God that he was commanded to strengthen the brethren. He was commanded to encourage people. And so this is what he's doing. But we have to understand a little bit background on his life. Mark chapter 1, verse 21, the Bible says this, And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. And there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed in so much that they questioned among themselves, saying, What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with the authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits. And they do obey him. Immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of the fever, and Anna, they tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. Now, Simon there is speaking of Peter. And so you understand what's taking place. You understand, as it says there in verse 30, but Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and Anna, they tell him of her. You back all the way up, and it says in verse 29, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. So we're learning a little bit about Peter here. You understand where he's at location-wise here concerning his place and how the Lord used him. He moved here to be closer to the Lord and the Lord's ministry, the Lord's working. And so you're understanding that, I pray. Now we look at his people. Go with me to John chapter 21 one more time. John chapter 21. As we look at his people. John chapter 21, in verse 15, the Bible says this. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. So you see, the Lord is calling him Simon. Oftentimes when the Lord and Peter were around each other, the Lord would change his name from Peter to Simon when referencing to him and speaking to him. And so you see at the end, after he asked that third time, in verse 17, he saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And the Bible says Peter was grieved. And so Peter, as we talk about his life, if you want to call him Simon, you want to call him Peter, we're speaking of him, and his father was Jonas. And so we're trying to figure out where he's from, what he's about, where he lives, all these things. Now, we look at his profession. Many of you know that Peter was a fisherman by trade. He was in the fishing business with some of the other disciples. Luke, the Bible portion of Scripture, chapter 5, I believe, talks about partners and talks about Simon's partners and Peter's partners, I guess you would call them, and who he worked with. And so we understand all of these things and what took place in his life. And then finally this, his person. We just talked about this, but he was called two names, Simon and Peter. And so, I did find this out this afternoon, and very interesting to me. Peter's name means a stone, and it spoke of Peter's strength. Speaks of Peter, a man of action, who never did anything halfway. He was always faithfully at it. He was always you always knew what he was going to do. You always knew he was going to do things the right way and how he would do it. He was a born leader, as we found in Scripture. People following him, the Lord using him. And so we're talking of Peter, and I pray that that's been a help to you as we lay that foundation of Peter. We'll talk a little bit more about him next week as we move forward in this portion of Scripture. But now let's go back to the Word of God concerning where we were at, starting out in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. And we're going to talk about ourselves a little bit. How do we find some encouragement concerning how we can encourage each other, how we can strengthen each other in a strange land? How we can strengthen each other where we're at, where we're located. Notice with me one more time, the beginning of verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout. Goes on naming places. Now, speaking of the people of God here, this is what we're talking about. This is who we're referencing. Go with me to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, this is a very important portion of Scripture in verse 11. A very important verse here concerning chapter 1, verse 1. In chapter 2, verse 11, the Bible says this, "Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul." And so you see that word strangers once again, but you also see another word, and that word is pilgrims. If you were to look at that word pilgrims, and you were to study it out, it is entitled and is interpreted to be beside the people. Now, Peter was commanded by the Lord to strengthen his brethren. He was commanded to encourage people. He was commanded to, if you were, to make the Lord known and make it clear who he was and the work that he was doing. And so you look at that word right there, strangers, and we just studied that word strangers and kind of found out what it's talking about, talking to the Jewish people, those who had just been saved, those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. But then they add this in verse 11 of chapter 2. "I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims." Pilgrims being interpreted here beside the people. And so Peter is being addressed right at the very beginning of 1 Peter. It says, "Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ to the strangers, writing this letter." Peter, beside the people. He as well is referred to as a pilgrim. And so when you study our lives out, when you understand what the Word of God is saying here concerning us, how we can encourage each other, this is an encouragement, because when you find out Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ to the strangers, and then you see in chapter 2, verse 11, where the Bible says this, once again, "Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul." So what are we looking at here? When you study out that word pilgrims, to be beside the people. Well, listen, how do I encourage, let's just use Brother Scott here for a moment. How do I strengthen Brother Scott? I go and stand beside him. I let him know, "Hey, I'm right next to you. I'm alongside of you. I'm walking with you. I'm on your side." You see, I'm to be with the people. As pilgrims, we are to be with each other. We are to encourage each other. You see, when you find yourself and you understand that we all are living in a strange land, this world is not our home, we're just a passing through, you understand that you're living in a world that has worldly lust, a world that is wickedness, a world that is filled with ridicule, a world that is filled with just filthy nastiness. You understand that, and you understand that you are to be a pilgrim. A pilgrim that is also doing a work for the Lord. You see, and that work includes many things. As strangers in this world, as strangers understanding what's taking place. But in verse 11, he says this, "Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul." The thing that we can find encouragement about is how personal our God is to each one of our needs. You see, the Lord here in this portion of Scripture is helping us to understand that He started off saying, "Peter, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ." He started that off. He mentions the strangers in the land in verse 1. He says of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. But then, as we studied out even more, which we're going to, we jumped ahead a little bit so that you could see that key phrase, that word pilgrims there. The Lord is personal to my needs. The Lord is standing right next to me as a pilgrim. He's helping me along. He is strengthening me. He is helping me to follow Him. But just as personal as He is to my needs, He's just as personal to Brother Dale's needs. He's just as personal to Brother John's needs. He's just as personal to Brother Jacob's needs. He's just as personal to Miss Michelle's needs. He's personal to all and every single one of our needs. He doesn't prefer one or the other. And the Lord uses every single one of us when we desire to be used, when we yield our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when you study Peter's life out, you'll understand that he came to a place in his life where he said, "Lord, I am yielded at all times." He failed the Lord. He understood that he failed the Lord. And so he says, "As a pilgrim, Lord, I want to strengthen thy brethren. Lord, you've commanded me to strengthen thy brethren, and so I'm going to do so." And so he writes this epistle here, "To the strangers scattered throughout." And now, we're just laying a foundation this evening, because we're going to dive real deep into all this and see what the Word of God has for us as we study this out. But in the work of the Lord, when you find yourself encouraging others, you find yourself as a pilgrim who's saying, "Listen, I'm right alongside of you." You find yourself as a stranger in this land and you say, "You know what? I'm not like that person. I'm not like that group of people. I'm not like the unsaved person right down the road. I'm not like that person." And while you ought to go and reach that person, be a pilgrim to your brothers and sisters in Christ. Be next to them. Stand next to them. Let them know you're praying for them. Let them know that you're there for them. Let them know that, hey, I've got your back. Listen, I'm praying for you. If they're going through something, let them know. You've heard testimony after testimony this last year of people saying that they were appreciative of their church family. There are some people in our church this evening who don't have any immediate family here, and their church family is all that they have to rely on sometimes. Me and Miss Kelly, we don't have any family that live nearby, and so our church family is our family. If something's going on, we give someone a call. If something needs to be done, we give someone a call because that's what you rely on. As pilgrims, we're helping each other. Once again, that phrase, pilgrims, to be next to the person, to be alongside. And so I pray that we would encourage each other. Go with me. As pilgrims, John chapter 17, or I mean 2 Corinthians, sorry, 2 Corinthians. As pilgrims, we are to live a different life. As pilgrims, we are to stand out. As pilgrims, we are to be a little bit different. Because as Christians, if we all find ourselves being pilgrims in the work of the Lord and finding our purpose, which is serving the Lord, then there is something that's supposed to be different about us. The Bible says in verse 14 of chapter 6 of 2 Corinthians, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with the Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out of them from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. The very key word here is this right here in verse 17. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate. Listen, we are separate. We're strangers in this land. We're different. We are to live a different lifestyle. We are to look different. We are to act different. We are to be looked at as more Christ-like. When someone looks at your life, when someone evaluates you as a person, if they're an unsaved person, they should say, listen, me and you aren't the same because you're not the same. They should say, there's something different about you, and there is something different. It's okay to be different. It's okay to be called different because as Christians, we are to be different. But together, we're supposed to be pilgrims together. Faithfully serving the Lord. There is a process that takes place. The Lord is always working on our lives. The Lord is always helping us to become what He has for us. Notice with me what the Bible says in verse 2 of 1 Peter. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit. That sanctifying work that takes place in our lives, that work that He's always molding and shaping us, always trying to guide us and direct us. That work, that ongoing work. And so when you find yourself, and we find ourselves as a church, we find ourselves as a people, we find ourselves as Christians saying, listen, we're of the same mind. We have the same Heavenly Father. I'm right next to you. I'm walking alongside you. Here's an encouragement here. He is giving this encouragement. He says once again, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia. These are written to believers. This encouragement. He's being used as a pilgrim saying, I'm right next to you. I'm alongside. I've got your back. I'm helping you. I'm pushing you. I'm encouraging you to continue working for the Lord, to continue serving the Lord. And so we as Christians, we ask that question. As a church, we ask that question. How do we strengthen each other? Well, last week we talked about strengthening each other and some areas that we can strengthen each other, some things that we can do. Strengthening each other in the Word of God. Hey, listen, if a verse encourages you, go to another brother and sister and let them know that. That might encourage them. Hey, listen, strengthen them in prayer. Let them know you're praying for them. Sending them an encouraging word. Strengthening them in the walk that they have. If someone's off course, if someone's taking a little shortcut, listen, get them back on the right path. Let them know that you're there for them. Be as a pilgrim who is right next to them. And so some areas that we're going to find ourselves looking at, but that sanctifying work, that ongoing process of the Lord always working in our lives. The Lord's working in every single one of our lives this evening. There are different areas that He's working on. For one person, it might be He's working in you to humble you. The other person, it might be He's working on you to have a greater faith in Him. The other area, He might be working on someone who has some jealousy issue. Whatever the case may be, He's always working in our lives so that people see Christ in our lives and not us. That is the process that takes place. That is the encouraging thing. And so this evening, I encourage you as much as I encourage myself. Be a pilgrim. Let that Christian know, hey, I'm on your side. I'm right next to you. I'm walking alongside. I'm trying to push you. I'm trying to encourage you to continue. And never stand by and watch a Christian. Never stand by and watch a Christian continue to fall and to continue to fail. always pick them up and say, listen, let me encourage you for a couple of minutes. Let me help you for a couple of minutes. Let me let you know that, hey, I'm praying for you. I love you. We're on the same team. We have the same heavenly Father. Strengthen thy brethren. Just as Peter will find in 1 Peter and 2 Peter, strengthen his brethren, sending encouraging words, sending encouraging challenges. We found that command. He's obeying the word of the Lord. He's obeying what the Lord has told him to do, which is strengthen the brethren. But listen, every single one of us has been commanded as well to strengthen each other. Iron sharpeneth iron. Listen, we've got a job to do. And when we find ourselves praying for each other, we find ourselves on the same page, we find ourselves desiring the same thing, which is to yield our lives daily to Christ. He'll start working in our hearts and our lives. He'll start pointing us in the right direction. He'll start pointing us to do a work that only He can do through us. And you'll be thankful for it. I'll be thankful for it. Lord, we do thank You.